You were talking about the National Council of Jewish Women.
I think they do wonderful work. I think the Temple Sisterhood tries very hard to have meaningful programs. I think Anderson House is a great project.
Do you mean that they do good work for the Jewish community, or do you mean for the...
For both. I would say primarily the Jewish community. I'm not close enough to the work of Gossa, but look at the work done by Hospital Aid Society, which is a wonderful organization. They brought the Montefiore Hospital from a little hole in the wall on Center Avenue, and it's still building. It will continue to grow. It's one of the finest institutions in the country. And it's that type of inspiration that you women are giving the community. It's so wonderful.
I would like to ask you, I know of your accomplishments. Do you feel, and you must feel very good about your successes, do you feel there was any place where you failed in your...
Question to answer. I probably have failed many places. I haven't always been successful. I don't know.
Is there any special? Is there any special thing that stands out in your life that you felt had not been a success?
I can't. I'm sure there is, but I just can't think of it now.
Well, then may I ask you?
I didn't know one thing. It was disappointing. Since I had lost my sight, I couldn't do things with my children like many other fathers. You know, I couldn't go out in the backyard and play ball or catch basketball or things like that.
But tell me a little bit about your children's lives,
well,
marriages and your grandchildren.
They seemed to survive. I don't know how deeply they were hurt because of what I wasn't able to do. The oldest boy, married Dorothy Davis, before both of them were finished college. A year or so afterwards, he was inducted into the Army, sent down to Fort Jackson, Columbia. He was very fortunate there that he got into teaching assignment in college, where he wound up teaching shorthand and was shifted to a camp in Indianapolis, where he remained for the duration of the war. Of course, that was during the Korean War.
How many children does he have?
He has three. He has a boy, Mark, who will be 23 this December, and Mark an artist of sorts. He works for station WQED as a lighting engineer, a property man, and he says he's a flunky. He does everything. He fixes the sound, he helps with the lights, he helps with the scenery, and he's very much interested in that TV work. Maybe someday he'll be a great producer.
What about the other two?
And the Carl's next daughter is 19. She's an artist, sculptress. She just graduated in August from Kansas City Art Institute, and she's now up at Pittsburgh. And his wife, Dee, went to Purdue University, and they are now divorced the last 2 years. Sherry is living with her father, and Mark is in his own apartment. And the other daughter is up at Cape Cod.
You haven't mentioned the other daughter's first name.
Sharon.
Sharon.
Sharon is the youngest girl.
And your young
no,
and your younger son.
Judy's she's the sculptress, and she's very clever.
And how many children does Richard have?
Yeah, well, Richard, both my kids seem to want to get married young, which I'm glad they're doing that instead of just living together. But he was married a month or so after he graduated the University of North Carolina, and his wife, Marcia Saul, was still at Pitt in her senior year. And about a year after that, Richard was drafted into the Navy. He was one of the few at that time that were drafted into the Navy. And he was sent to Great Lakes Naval Training Station for his recruit period. And Marcia got through school. She followed him. She got a job up there in the same town. And they were later transferred to Panama City, Florida, which was a great deal for me, the same deal. She got a job in the same office where Richie was some kind of an inspector, auditor, and they were transferred to New York, and he did a lot of auditing. He reported downtown New York for the Navy, and he did a lot of auditing of contracts at the Brooklyn Navy Yard. And
do they have children?
Like that. They have three children. Of course, younger children. Stephen, who was just 18 last month, is now a freshman at Harvard College and seems to like it very much, and is a brilliant boy. I hope he'll do well. He has expressed interest in ophthalmology. It would please me very much if he would go into that field. And the next child is the daughter, Nancy. Nancy is 16. She was just confirmed last May. And she's at Winchester. Pretty kid, very vivacious. And she enjoys art. She's now the ushers at Heinz, a docent at Heinz Exhibit. Canadian Institute. And their son Jimmy was just bar mitzvahed in May of this year. We've had a very big year with Richard's family and Carl's family too. Bar mitzvahs and birthdays. And
did you raise your children very much like you were raised, or was it, did you try to
no,
to
I,
do
I don't recall my restrictions very much. We have tried. I think Peggy is practically responsible for the major change, and I think she's done a good job in trying to keep modest and interested. And I'm glad to say a little of my interest in brotherhood has worn off on Richard. He's now president of the Rhoda Sholem Brotherhood. Carl is treasury of the Singles Club of Rhoda Sholem Temple, and they have affairs.
What occupation does your, do your boys?
They're both working with me. We have a, since then we've developed another division. We have what we call Rock Jobber Service to the supermarkets. We supply non-food items to the supermarkets. Stores like Giant Eagle and Thoroughfare, etc. Carl has charge of that operation. And Richard is now working with me in trying to improve the sales of the merchandise brokerage end of it. Because I'm trying to take it easier, and I will after the first thing. I'm going to be 76 this November, and while I want to work, as long as I'm healthy and feel capable, I'm going to take a little easier.
Is there anything else you'd like?
I'm selfish. I feel I owe it to myself.
Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about?
No, I think our congregation deserves better support. There are too many people that want a free ride. They're always looking for the minimum dues and less than minimum, and long before inflation, our programs were hampered, and our expansion was hampered because we didn't have the money. And it certainly isn't wasted. Our officers and the board are very knowledgeable, good professional people or businessmen, and they watch the money carefully. If I can make a pitch to support the congregation, I'd like to see people give a little more and not be so tight, not try to take the skim on them. And of course, I hope that our contribution to the fight for sight will continue to grow, because we must support the National Eye Institute and the work we do. I think it is very supportive in finding new people in the field.
Is there anything that you can remember that you think would be of interest about the Depression or about Prohibition?
That's where we all learned to drink bathtub gin, and where she had a good friend in the pharmacy, we could get a bottle every once in a while. But we didn't do much drinking in the United States. Maybe later when we were all a little more affluent, and could buy good liquor. But it was during the Second World War that I think we did for most of it. When, as I mentioned earlier, we had all our friends around on Beacon Street, and we had the Beacon Club. And we just went to each other's homes and sat around and had a few drinks and try to pass the time and listen to the news, because we didn't go anywhere. And that's as far as I know about Prohibition. It didn't bother us too much. You could always get a drink. One, you know, at the Baxter Club, another Jones here and in New York, Lee and Eddie.
The Depression didn't seem to
hurt us.
Bother you too much.
It
so
did.
It looks like it.
It did, because we had two children and we were living in the Allison apartments, and I remember talking to the rental agency about that. I know I had to take a cut in salary during that period, but the rental agent was very cooperative, and he reduced our rent. And through the help of Peggy's family, her father and mother, who supplied us with clothes and cash occasionally, we got by. And I think my folks helped too, inviting us for meals and so on. But we managed to get by and pay our bills. I should mention too that I was once in the jewelry business. My Uncle Leon, that was my dad's youngest brother, who worked for Sam Gallagher. When the Gallagher's went out of business, he thought he could, he had enough trade that he could carry on a business, and he asked me to go in business with him. And we opened a store on Market Street between 5th and Liberty, and we took half of the store that the UHN Pen Company had. And we did fairly well. Then we thought we'd move into a larger store of our own. And when the Stanley Theater building was opened, we occupied the storeroom, which is on the left-hand side of the entrance to the Stanley Movies. And
what year was this?
It was in about 1930, because about 33, during the Depression, we weren't doing so good. And we just liquidated. Our lease ran out, gave it up, we liquidated the business. We didn't go in bankruptcy, we liquidated the business. Wound it up clean, and my uncle took an office in the Clark Building where he operated on his own.
Sounds like you were doing two things, working for the William Anthony.
Well, I did. I used to. I did all the bookkeeping for the jewelry business, and I used to get on there and work Saturdays. I said before, I never minded work. I worked all my life, I think, on Saturdays. Except now I love, except when we go to temple.
Well, thank you very much. It was very informative.
Well, I want to thank the council to have selected me. I hope maybe I've contributed to the information. I hope it hasn't been too personal.
No, it was just fine. It was exactly what we wanted. And again, thank you very much.